Sustainable development goals by far are top of our agenda in the Caribbean. Well, obviously at a global level as well, but in the Caribbean, they are so very important. You can see awareness being increased, and we are proud to be part of that. We are trying to communicate to all stakeholders, from government officials at the highest levels to young kids in schools and NGOs, civil society groups, academicians, everyone everywhere. We're trying to inform about what the SDGs are and providing them with tools to become part of the solution. So, for example, one of the things that we do is we work with schools, supporting teachers to develop educational programs about the SDGs. And some schools in Trinidad, for example, they are not only teaching about the SDGs, but actually incorporating them into their work. They're basically turning schools into sustainable schools. We also work with the media. We try to train journalists on about the SDGs and why they're important and why they're newsworthy, so they can in turn interview government officials, other stakeholders about the SDGs and the work that is being done in the Caribbean.
And of course, the United Nations is hosting an oceans conference in June. I'm sure that that particular issue is particularly critical to not only Trinidad and Tobago, but also the Caribbean region as a whole.
Well, the ocean conference is a dream come true for us in the Caribbean. I think it brings together SDG 14, but also the rest of the SDGs, and provides us with an amazing opportunity to continue to do our work to raise awareness about this particular goal, but also to bring stakeholders together and activate themselves. We are doing a lot of work over the last few months in promoting the conference with our different audiences, and we hope for the best. We really hope that the conference achieves what it's meant to achieve, but also that we are able to bring the messages back home and walk the talk, basically, or swim the talk, I guess, in the Caribbean.
And I wonder if you could just tell us a little about the importance of the oceans to a country like Trinidad.
Well, oceans in the Caribbean, Caribbean islands, but also for all the countries in the mainland, which are surrounded by the Caribbean. In Latin America, it's everything. It's livelihoods, it's a source of income, of economic development. It's also the playground, and it's also the scenery of your lifetime, I guess, in a way. So when you speak to people who were privileged enough to be born and raised in the Caribbean, and they tell you the stories of how they've seen their country changing over time with climate change and with pollution, and how they feel sorry about that, and how they are worried for next generations of not being able to see and enjoy what they enjoyed when they were children, it's something to be worried about. It's something to be concerned. On the other hand, the passion, the love that people have about the ocean, about their livelihoods is so amazing that there's certainly hope for everyone here. For us at the UN Information Center, trying to connect global conferences, trying to connect global messages, global agreements, and global legislation to these local issues and help people understand how connected they are, how these decisions that will be taken in New York have an impact and hopefully a very positive impact on their livelihoods and their daily lives is so important.
Juan Miguel, thank you very much for speaking to United Nations News. Is there anything further you think we need to know about the work that you and your team here is doing, or anything in particular you want to highlight?
Well, as a communications specialist, I'm always biased about what I'm going to say, but I think awareness is fundamental. Decisions, political decisions, funding that is allocated to support political decisions is obviously very important. Projects are very important. You've seen some amazing projects that are being developed here in Trinidad and Tobago. They're all over the Caribbean being implemented by the UN. For those projects, for those agreements, global agreements to be successful, they have to be accompanied by good communications. Good communications is an integral part, from my point of view, and I guess from my team's point of view, of achieving success in reaching the SDGs. So hopefully, however the decisions are made in New York, this will include an aspect of information and awareness, and we're here to help.